We got cut off.
Yes, well, they're working on, we had a notice to say they're working and we may have mobile trouble.
Okay. All right. So, Minam, what I'm getting back to the question, what I was trying to say is, you know, we have some ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the near future.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they are very affordable?
Absolutely. You know, as you know, the Provost people are all elderly people. So, yes, I'm sure they, yes, I think, you know, you can't be away from home for too long. I think the shorter trips would be fantastic.
Yeah. All right. And, Myrna, we want to get, you know, we want to get an idea and suggest you new and interesting places, if possible, places you have not been recently. So where have your members been on longer trips away in last few years?
They went down to the Mallee as well. I'm just trying to think, yes, but you know, anywhere new is still to be considered by them. I think if we present them with all these alternatives, then they'll be able to say, okay, well, yes, we have never been there. Let's go.
All right. So, what places have members indicated interest in visiting in the near future?
Oh. You know, a lot of them have done a lot of overseas travel, but they're all a bit wary at this point in time. Nobody's talking much about going very far. But as I say, suggestions, and then they can either say, oh, yes, thank you, or no thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Our research with Probus in regards to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
As I say, I'm just about to leave to go to Canberra. I'm just trying to think. They're not having a committee meeting now until the first Wednesday in next month, where one can sort of put it to them and say, you know, what's happened? Where do you think the members would like to go? To give it to the social committee in particular.
All right. That's fair enough. And Myrna, you said that your members are planning to go for a trip. And where was, which place were they planning to go?
Oh, down to Gosford on what they call down here, the Postman's Run. It's following, you go down to Gosford and then you follow the river up to, with the postman who delivers mail way up in the, up the river.
Okay. Yep. All right. So, if you get this kind of, are you open to proposal from our side? If we happen to, you know, send you some good proposals with lots of suggestions where you are about to go, so will that be fine?
Yes, certainly. And then I will pass it on to exactly the right person who can take it further for us.
Okay. All right. Well, Myrna, that's answered all our questions. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, introduction email, introducing Australian Escapes and the benefits that you'll be, getting from our club. And we'll also contact you separately to register your club with us. And I'll update your contact details as well. And thank you so much, since you have been busy and you still gave me some time to talk. And I really appreciate that. And thank you so much for your time. You have a good day.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, then. Bye for now.
Bye.